So much of this campaign coverage on this election has attempted to pit the union status quo against the charter or reform movement. Both sides have sunk millions into school board races, yours included, and obviously want to protect their own interests. What do you have to say to address some of the spin out there, in particular to parents listening who don't have 10 years to wait to turn this district around, who only get one shot to educate their children, and who mostly just want to find the best possible school option, regardless of what type of school it is? In a nutshell, despite all the political spin, why should parents vote for you to be their representative on the school board?
Well, there is a value to independent voice. I've tackled issues with charter schools, most particularly the special education issue, and I won't back down. I believe that public schools are defined by serving every child that comes to the schoolhouse door, and as long as kids are still being counseled out, as long as we don't have some congruency in terms of discipline policies or expulsion policies, I'll continue to raise those issues. That's the job of the school board. We're authorizers. We're policymakers. It's not always popular, but that's what I was elected to do. I stand by my record on choice. There's only been 7 charter schools that I've ever voted against, authorized more than any other school board in the history of school boards. The 7 I voted against, I stand by, they could not demonstrate that they were really willing to serve all kids. And I'll vote against any charter school that can't demonstrate that. What I think may be more important in this race is that I've really tried to address issue by issue as they come up. No one can say I've been 100% labor vote. As a matter of fact, it was so difficult for me to get the labor endorsements because I've been independent. But my door is open to labor. And if they're willing to change and they're willing to move, I'm willing to push that movement and that change. At the end of the day, I think that it's very important for folks in the district to have somebody who understands schools, who understands how to navigate through this system, and who will fight for families, who will fight for school communities the way I've fought these last 4 years. I'm proud to have been able to steer and navigate this district through this crisis. It's been an honor. But I see in front of me what we can do with a more stable funding system, and I want the opportunity to work with all stakeholders in our school communities to realize that promise.